Texas is being sued by abortion rights groups over new rules on how healthcare facilities dispose of fetal remains. Under the new rules, the remains are supposed to be cremated and buried in cemeteries. The state says the regulations are for the protection and dignity of unborn children. The lawsuit describes it differently. It says the state is trying to shame women who seek abortions. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
They were the last group of people who expected to unhappily find themselves in the middle of the abortion battle in Texas, funeral home directors.
If the regulations do go into effect, we as an industry were real uncertain and real uncomfortable at this point because we really don't know what to expect.
Michael Land is a past president and current spokesman for the 4,000 members of the Texas Funeral Directors Association. When Texas Governor Greg Abbott first proposed the new regulations requiring all fetal remains from hospitals, health facilities, and abortion clinics to be buried or cremated as if they were expired human beings, funeral home directors went to Austin to convey their apprehensions.
Members of our legislative committee did meet with the governor's office to express our concerns. However, the governor's office was not receptive. Nothing that we were saying was really making any difference as to how they felt about this rule.
Currently, funeral homes in Texas are required to cremate the remains from miscarriages after the fifth month of pregnancy. But that doesn't happen very often, and Land says frequently funeral homes do it pro bono. But Land says there's no way the industry could absorb the costs if it was faced with disposing of the remains from tens of thousands of abortions and miscarriages in Texas every year.
Just a grave space alone in a little moderate cemetery will cost at least $550.
The state of Texas contends it won't cost that much, and the additional cost could be absorbed by the service providers, not the pregnant women. But the new rules do not require hospitals, abortion clinics, or medical waste disposal providers to absorb the cost. It's more of a suggestion. The question of who pays could be legally important. A federal court might reject Texas's new rules if it decides they'll place an undue burden on a woman's ability to get an abortion.
This is just another attempt in a long history of attempts that we've seen throughout Texas to try to block women's access to safe abortion care by any means necessary.
Amy Hagstrom-Miller is the CEO of Whole Women's Health. It was Whole Women's Health which successfully sued Texas in federal court after the state passed one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the country.
You know, the state announced these administrative rules just a day or two after we won in the Supreme Court. These kinds of restrictions and this kind of regulation is rooted in a strategy to stigmatize and to shame women.
I have heard that, and that to me is the most puzzling objection of all because this rule does not actually interact with women.
Emily Horn is a senior legislative staffer with Texas Right to Life.
This rule strictly deals with medical facilities. It does not interact with the mothers of these children at all.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott's office and the state's Health and Human Services Commission did not respond to requests for comment, but the state also believes the new regulations will pose no burden on women. But there's another legal question.
Under the Constitution, the fetus does not have any standing until birth.
John Robertson is a professor at the University of Texas Law School, specializing in reproductive law. Robertson says these regulations break new legal ground by characterizing all fetal remains as essentially the same as deceased human beings.
Even though there's no constitutional requirement for treating the fetus that way, a state would not be prohibited from doing so if it would not otherwise impose an undue burden on women.
Robertson says Texas will have to demonstrate to a federal court satisfaction that it has a compelling legal interest here. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.